Christian holidays are simultaneously a celebration of God's redemption and a sobering time that we're to expect persecution in this life. Easter of 2019 was no different. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Attacks on churches and hotels this past Sunday sent a country into mourning. But as God moves in this world, people are still thirsting for His word and hope. And there's a place for you in the story. We'll start today in Sri Lanka, which has entered a day of mourning for victims of the Easter Sunday bombings. The attacks claimed nearly 300 lives and wounded over 500. Joe Hanley, president of Asian Access, tells us that time and location put Christians in the crosshairs.
They targeted this day because of the vast numbers of people they could impact. Many are seeing this as an attack upon humanity. Two of these churches are Catholic. One of them is a Protestant church that has been attacked. And it's just a horrific tragedy to watch unfold. And we have been trying to rally support and prayer behind our friends and the Christian community of Sri Lanka.
A national state of emergency began yesterday, and police have arrested 24 people so far. Officials blame local Islamic militants.
Police had received warnings about this group, but they did not think the group had the capacity to pull off this kind of terror attack. So obviously there was outside influence.
And the situation remains fluid. So please continue to pray for Sri Lanka's believers.
They were hearing bombs right outside their church buildings, down the street, in their neighborhoods. And of course that caused fear. In light of that, though, they have decided to follow Christ's command and be a light in society.
Next, Muslims around the world are converting to Christianity. In fact, the fastest growing evangelical Christian populations are in Iran, Afghanistan, and the Gambia, all Muslim-majority nations. Muslim background believers face unique challenges in their new faith. Pierre Hosney with Horizons International says Christians who convert from Islam sometimes struggle with viewing biblical teachings through their old Muslim lens.
Many of these elements actually are situations where you have common terminology between Islam and Christianity, but those terms in each religion mean something completely different. So if you say the nature of God, the nature of man, the nature of sin, there is a completely different worldview that is underlying.
That's why George Hosney, the founder of Horizons International, created Cubs to Lions. It's a discipleship curriculum just for Muslim background believers.
Those basic areas of worldview are where this curriculum really goes in and just talks about those foundational issues. And then how do you live as a Christian? How do you belong to a church? How do you carry out your Christian life in your family, in parenting, in marriage? And that's really where the rubber hits the road for them.
So pray for these Muslim background believers as they get grounded in their newfound faith. And this month, Mission Cry released a special edition ministry Bible. After a shortage of used Bibles, Mission Cry decided to offer one customized for their ministry. This Bible is created for donation overseas in countries like Kenya and the Philippines. Jason Wolford tells us,
since the growth of our ministry, especially in the last 10 years, we're finding a shortage in used Bibles. To fill that and to help with that, we were able to partner with the Lockman Foundation. We now have just delivered today 21,000 copies of its first ever Mission Cry, Christian Resources International, NASB Bible.
The Bible features a plan of salvation in the front and a discipleship program in the back. And this program, G300, is written by Jason Wolford and based on the Marines Code of Conduct. These Bibles are inexpensive so that many can be donated at once.
Supporting this Bible at $2 per Bible, it not only gives somebody a new Bible, gives them the opportunity to be discipled, and we'll also put it in the hands of someone overseas for $2. So it's an unbelievable blessing.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.